Thanks for hanging in there. And of course, we always like to have you guys check us out on Facebook and The Valley Outdoors. Lots of cool stuff to check out there. And Don had the opportunity out at the SHOT Show to interview a Mike Broman from GoSafe. It's kind of a cool little deal for home safes, and not the big ones. It's affordable for everybody. So check it out. Mike Broman from GoSafe. Thanks, Don.
We're visiting with Mike here. One of the things that I'm running around the SHOT Show here, which is monumental if you've never been here, is looking for unique items, that things that are new. I don't know, is this in the new showcase this year?
It is.
And new items that are really unique. And this one caught my eye primarily because it is a safety factor. And I've got Mike here. He's the general manager for GoSafe, referred to as your mobile safe. And I'm going to have him just tell you a little bit about it. This is a magazine that fits into your locks at this point. So tell us how this came about and where we're going with it.
Yeah, GoSafe is a mobile firearm security company. It was created by former military and former police officers. We exist to empower gun owners to still be mobile and have access to their firearm, yet have the ability and the peace of mind knowing that they can secure their gun whenever and wherever they need to.
So how easy is it to use? Explain how this actually works.
Yeah, it replaces your OEM magazine, so it fits in your magwell just like your standard mag does. We have two different products. One is a full-functioning magazine, so it holds 10 rounds of 9mm ammunition. It can be in your gun just like your normal mag would be, unlocked, in your holster, ready to go. It travels with you wherever your gun goes because it's simply a magazine. But it has the added benefit of being able to secure the gun. And when you have a quarter turn of the key on the bottom of the magazine, it blocks the trigger bar internally and prevents the gun from being fired. Even if there's a round in the chamber, the gun cannot be fired.
So how did this come about that it was that you thought of this idea to create a weight? I mean, it makes the firearm literally safe once it leaves your safe at home. The accessibility to having it along and making it unusable until you want to. How did you come up with the idea to do this?
Well, it was former military and former law enforcement that realized that people had to choose between having access to their firearm and being mobile or securing it. And there's a lot of different storage solutions out there that are very effective, but they're not mobile and they prevent fast access to your firearm. So they realized the need for something to be able to travel with a gun. We're proponents of carry. We want more people to carry firearms, but we want to give them the ability to secure that gun wherever they are.
Yeah, once you've left the home, one of the things we're going to talk about is availability and what types of guns is it available for at the moment, knowing that more are coming down the road.
Yep, we're launching with Glock 17 and Glock 19, so it's compatible with those platforms and the other platforms that take Glock 17 and Glock 19 mags within the Glock family of pistols. Soon to follow that is going to be Smith & Wesson M&P and SIG P320, so those will be later this year, and then we'll continue to develop additional platforms as more time goes on.
That's terrific. I'm going to recommend that you go to our website. We'll post a logo up there for GoSafe, and you can see exactly what these look like and how easy they are to operate. And you can also access your website from there. So, but you don't have to remember the website. Anything else you want to add before we depart?
No, appreciate the opportunity to share GoSafe, and look forward to hearing what your viewers and listeners think of the product.
Sure. Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don. And that was Don Cleaver out at the 2023 SHOT Show in the Las Vegas Convention Center, talking to Mr. Mike Broman from GoSafe. And we will be back with more. We're going to talk with Mr. Kurt Erickson from Erickson's Guide Service and find out what's going on ice fishing. Stay tuned. Be right back.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, good to hear from Don, and he's having a blast out at the SHOT Show. I'm sorry, an excuse if you only got through 60% and you can't make the other 40 is not good enough for me. He's got to put the track shoes
on. He's got a half day to do it.
Yep, he's got to put the track shoes on. He's been dawdling around. You got to put that track shoe on and get it done. So expect a full report when he gets back. And speaking of full report, we have got a good friend of mine, Mr. Kurt Erickson from Erickson's Guide Service on the line. And we're going to be talking a little bit about can you get out to the ice fishing spots and how is the ice fishing? And Kurt, you're rocking it out there, I suspect, right?
We are rocking it, and we're doing everything we can to stay up and running.
I tell you, if there was a year to battle, and you know, it's always funny to me, winter, you get snow, everybody likes it. You think, oh, ice fishing, it's got to be great. You have snow, it's all great. Well, not really, right?
Well, as you probably know, Eric, snow acts as an insulator. So I haven't remembered Lake Minnetonka like this in the past 20 years. And in fact, what I do usually remember is a lack of snow. So we get our ice and we don't have any insulation to skirt our houses. So now we're kind of the other way where we have an abundance of snow and it's kind of playing games out there with us.
That is kind of a bummer, I'd say. So, you know, when you're looking at the ice as far as depth goes with all the snow that's on there, what do you think you're guessing where you're out in the lake, undisturbed areas? What's the depth of ice right now?
So in undisturbed areas, I've been trying to stay away from undisturbed areas, obviously. And we've been staying close to our roads and our areas that we've pre-plowed, which we made great ice, almost 17 inches, but you can get off our roads and go in snowpack areas and still find 10, 11, 12 inches of
Yikes.
Bad ice and slush.
And it's not solid. I mean, it's not a good quality 10 inches of ice either.
Not in the snow-packed areas. Absolutely not. We've had a lot of moisture, a lot of snowpack, heavyweight, slush. It's been quite a mess out there in areas that haven't been maintained.
Well, I find it interesting when we talked a little bit off air. It's kind of like ice road truckers. They plow a road and then they leave it open and then they add ice to it or put water on it to build up the thickness of the ice so they can put the heavier loads on it. Same kind of thing you guys have done out there in Tonka, so it's safe to drive where you guys have plowed and kind of set it aside so you can get some good freezing.
Yep, exactly. Yep, you go out and pre-plow and you plan ahead and make your areas and you will make ice grow by doing that. And then that's how we have been able to stay up and running and able to shuttle people back and forth to ice houses and continue our operations.
So do you set up like a milk run kind of thing? I mean, open water fishing, obviously I've got 8 spots I'll try to hit, you know, one of them, or if something comes up and I've got, hey, they're on a break line here, then I know I'm going to start hitting break lines at that point. Do you kind of set the milk run up too, as far as where you set your houses, is, you know, what's changing and evolving in the bite?
Well, yes. I mean, kind of and kind of not. Obviously, you, like, let's say you did a guide trip on a nice house. You're not moving that house. It's sitting still.
Yeah.
So it all really depends on your biting fish. And so what we do is we try to drop down and stay as long as we can. Let the fish tell us how long we're going to stay there. Fish stop biting. You yank the houses and you start prowling around with cameras and depth finders and
yep.
And find new active fish and then drop back down on them as long as you can until they decide to go on their ways. Now this year it's been kind of unique with our situation because we've pre-plowed our areas and we're not feeling as much pressure as we normally feel, and therefore the fishing has been better, and hopefully it will continue to stay that way.
That's cool. I gotta like that. How's the bite going? Let's talk about the actual bite.
The bite has been really good. So from a rental and a guide perspective, it might sound kind of silly, but you want fish that'll bite 24 hours a day because you might have a morning customer, afternoon, or an evening customer. So what we try to do as a company is we try to set down on fish that'll bite 24 hours a day, which basically means sunfish and crappies. And along with those, you'll also maybe get a bonus walleye. You'll get some pike and some bass here and there. And my neighbor the other day actually caught a muskie. So what we try to do is, like I said, have fish underneath the house, have them on our flat screen TVs, on our underwater camera so they can see the fish, and they can catch fish 24 hours a day.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with a big screen TV to watch your fish coming in to bite.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Eric. Sometimes the bites can be so light, and that's what's kind of unique about it. Even for like a novice, they can see on the camera what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they might not necessarily feel a bite, but you can see on the camera. And what we do is we aim the cameras at a couple lures of the customers, and they can see the fish suck that lure in. And they can set the hook before they spit it back out. And without the application of the underwater camera and the flat screen TV, you might not catch fish.
No, it's definitely a light bite. A lot of times they'll get it on the way down, and you can't feel that at all. It is
exactly
so tough.
So this not only makes it interesting to do, but it helps production as well.
It helps the kids that are ADD.
And it helps the adults as well.
There's no question about that. That's one of those things where you're sitting down, you're like, all right, what's going on? You keep looking at a graph, you see, or, you know, you flash her, and, you know, there's the jig. And I think that's intriguing enough as it is. You know, you watch the bait drop down, and it's like, oh, there's a fish coming up after it. But then you take it to a whole nother level. And when you end up having the camera, and of course, obviously now with all the imaging that goes on, whether the side imaging or the Garmin products, man, I tell you what, it takes fishing to a whole different level. And when you can be in the comfort of a warm home, little ice house on the water, that is a good thing. Frozen water, I should say.
It's money, Eric. It's money. You can't beat it.
No, that's exactly right. So what's really the ticket right now? If somebody's going out in the Twin Cities, what some other lake that they're looking at going for, because obviously we want to come out to Tonka and visit you. But what kind of things are going on as far as you looking at little mini ice jigs? You looking at waxies? What's the kind of the story?
Yep. So our sunfish are going to bite pretty much all day long. And we're sitting in a basin with sand and sporadic weeds, and they'll spin around the bowl and they'll get chased by pike and bass. And they'll bite all day long. They want, what's been my favorite lately is just straight up a plain hook, even just a little red hook, small tungsten jigs and, or, the smallest pinhead minnows by clam. And most specifically, my favorite color would have to be the Wonder Bread color, which is just like the bread you buy. It's got the white with the blue dot, the orange dot, and the red dot. And that's been dynamite. So you can catch fish all day long with all three of those applications, little jigs, hooks, and pinhead minnows. And then you can just switch up whatever type of bait you put on there for whatever species you're specifically going for. So if I'm going for sunnies, I'm staying away from minnows. And the camera will tell you everything. I tell my customers that all the time. Listen to what the camera's telling you. Listen to what the TV's telling you. The fish are going to tell you that they do or do not want this. And they don't want to deal with minnows. The sunnies don't want it. So we're using wax worms. And what's working even better are the red Euro larvas.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
more hardy. You can catch multiple fish on them, and the fish told me, well, I'd rather have that red Euro larva than a wax worm. And then so you can get your sunnies all day long, And in the daytime, you can get bonus bass and pike as well. And what we'll do for those is set up a rattle wheel in a house or a tip up outside the house and put on a little medium light pike sucker that's maybe 3-4 inches and set that about 2-3 feet off the bottom. And you can get your bonus pike and bass doing that. And then when we migrate over to the crappies, we can use our waxworms, our Euro larva, and crappie minnows, obviously. And then the crappies, they're going to bite a little bit right now. This is for Tonka specifically, but seems like right when the sun's coming down, you'll get a couple here and there, and then they'll be a little low. And then about 8 o'clock, there'll be a little frenzy, and then there'll be a lull. And then from 10 p.m. till 5 o'clock in the morning, as many crappies as you want to catch. It is insane. You can just windmill them up. And you can't, it's so good right now that you can't maintain two rods. But you have to stay up from 10 p.m. to 5 in the morning. And that's kind of tough to do when you're a fishing guide and you like to get up early in the morning.
Well, it is, but you pay the price sometimes, right?
For success. Absolutely.
Well, so how long are you guys going to be doing ice fishing? How long is your season going to go?
So it's usually, they usually kind of kick us off about the first Monday in March. And you pretty much want to exit at that time because the mass exits at the same time. And what happens is they blow up the landings, and it's hard to get on and off the lake. You could still have 24, 26 inches of ice in the center of the lake.
Yep.
But what really blows up fast is that landing. And when you get a lot of trucks and ice houses busting through there, you don't want to be that last guy going through there. And
it gets worse every
get
time.
A free ice house wash out of the deal.
No, perfect. Well, we're going to have your Guides Erickson Guide Service on the website, so check us out. Check that out at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Get in contact with Kurt. He is the man. They have got tons of houses out there. They're going to be able to help you out and give you a great time on the ice. So check it out. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the water.
Sounds like a plan. See you then.
Have a good day.
You bet.
Bye.
Well, that is what we call a wrap. And we are so glad you guys joined us. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have a cool show. I don't know who's going to be on, but it's going to be awesome, man. So stay tuned for that next week, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.